one of the biggest deterrents for anybody at any age, at any experience level, looking to get into government is that they've been dealing with a system that's completely foreign. It requires things that they've never heard or seen before in their lives, and most particularly, extensive essay questions that try to get at an applicant's knowledge, skills, and abilities to do the job. No other entity really requires somebody to go through that. We hear it repeatedly from job seekers of all levels of experience that it's a huge burden for them, and in part because they've never experienced it. So they don't know what the expectation is. How much detail do I provide? How little detail do I provide? How long should these be? You know, so on and so on. So making it simple for the applicant, making it something that the applicant can look at regardless, if they're applying for government or private sector, is actually a really good thing for the applicant. At the end of the day, we also think it's a really good thing for government as well, because ultimately there's not a lot of evidence that shows that your ability to write a KSA or hire somebody else to write a KSA essay for you actually translates to performance on the job.
Another part of this is the federal internship program. And while they didn't give it the big heave-ho, they did say they would provide that 90-day review. The unions are happy that it's going to get reviewed. There are those who maybe want to keep it. Where does the partnership stand on that issue? And do you think it's worthy of a review?
Worthy of a review. But certainly there are things about the Federal Career Intern Program, FCIP, that need to be changed. One of the things that probably needs to be changed first and foremost is strip the terminology intern out of there. This really isn't an internship program. It's an entry-level developmental or a developmental program. So developmental program being a bit different from an intern program, being intern short period of time, possibility of conversion later on. The FCIP program is really a two-year program, a developmental program to get you up to speed and give you the skills and everything else that you need to be able to do the job. That's one of the, you know, very minor changes that need to be done with it. Ultimately, we've seen that the FCIP program, we believe that the FCIP program actually serves a purpose. There are certain jobs that you should, in fact, be able to target your outreach and recruitment to, that you don't need to open it up to all citizens, because, quite frankly, all citizens aren't eligible for the jobs. So this actually gives you that ability for highly skilled types of jobs, hard-to-fill types of jobs, in a very targeted fashion. Veterans preference still applies to the Federal Career Intern Program. So the FCIP, if you're doing it properly, and that may actually be the real issue here, if you're using FCIP as it's intended and using it properly, it still provides full consideration of applicants from a targeted pool, and it provides veterans preference to vets as well.
It seems like a lot of these reforms are going to really help in terms of young people even putting government on their radar.
Absolutely will. And again, I think, as much of a pain as it has been for a job seeker who's actually gone through the process of trying to apply for a federal job, as difficult as that all has been for them, the real question, Chris, to some extent, is how many people have never bothered to have been turned away as soon as they saw that they had to write a KSA?
Yeah.
So I think on the interest side, our research again shows that there's no lack of interest in government jobs. In 2005, 2006, 2007, our research indicated that at nearly 45% of college students were actually interested in federal government. The research that we've done more recently shows that that's increased for a lot of different reasons. So it's not the interest level. It's really then getting them in the door, capitalizing on that interest. And that's really where the hiring process really comes into play.
When we talk about the hiring reforms and the proposals that were made, we can talk about it all we want, but actually putting them into action is going to take some time, a lot of moving parts, and it's a big ship to have to turn around. So how long do you think it'll take, and will it have the momentum that it needs to be successful?
Yeah, I think to the last part of the question first, will it have the momentum? I think it will have the momentum, and it has the momentum right now. This wasn't simply an OPM mandate. This was a presidential mandate, and OPM and OMB, which is unprecedented in and of itself, the two of them are really tasked with now implementing this, largely on the OPM side of things. But it's also certainly contingent upon individual agencies to grab the torch and to run with it as well. It isn't going to happen overnight, but much of this conversation has been taking place over the last 12 to 13 months. So hopefully for a lot of these agencies, they've actually already put some of their systems and new systems and structures in place. I actually think, Amy, that the system and structure part, this may sound hard or strange, but I think the system and structure stuff, the IT infrastructure, some of the process infrastructure, is actually the easiest part of this process. The most difficult part of this process is the cultural and behavioral changes that need to take place. We've been doing business in government like this for years now. That's even if I've got the systems and structures to support myself or to support me, you've got to. I've got to figure out how this benefits me, not simply from an HR community standpoint. This is a prime opportunity for hiring managers to step up to the plate and say, you know what? Hiring is my job. In order for me to get my mission to accomplish the mission, I have to be intimately involved in this process. And I think one of the most impressive conversations that I've seen over the last week around hiring reform took place on Tuesday with the announcement of both the presidential memo and the OPM guidance. Secretary Donovan at HUD said, "This isn't about simply reducing the amount of steps and speeding up the process. This is speeding up the process to ensure that we're getting good talent in here and good talent in here quickly."
This is so you can get the people that you need to do the jobs. You can get the best and the brightest in there in a timely manner so it doesn't take 9, 10, 12 months.
Yeah, these are going to be your colleagues.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Right now, the average time to hire in government, across government, is 5 months. 5 months is going to be a long time for you to wait and say, you know what, I'm actually willing to do this.